From Bhaktivinoda in London, he asks, we are told that Guru takes us to Krishna. Sometimes we hear little examples of this. How do we understand this in our tradition? The Srila Prabhupada is disciple whom we have taken shelter of as our Guru take us. Briefly, the answer is yes. Our whole principle is that Krishna says, Tadhudi Paripatyana Paripashnina Sevaya, you approach a spiritual master. And Upadikshanti Teganam Gyaninas Tatvadarshana. He will Tatvadarshi. He will show you the truth. What is showing you the truth? He will take you to Krishna. Yad Gatvana Pumanavramaham, Evam Yashashi Pandava. So he'll show you. Krishna is here, Krishna is there, Krishna is everywhere. And the ways and means by which you can actually achieve Krishna and reach Krishna. All these things will be available and made possible only by the grace of the spiritual master. But yasya prasada, nagati kutopi. But if you avoid it, then nagati. You don't get anywhere. You can't circumvent the system. You have to accept the grace or mercy of the spiritual master. And so he's asking, how does that happen? The spiritual master's main responsibility is as Madhguru Prabhadnesa Jignashu Shreya Uttama Samatani Shruti Abramanishtam is to transfer to you transcendental knowledge. He teaches you. He's a teacher. That knowledge may vary according to the qualification of a disciple, but say for our average Western devotees, the spiritual master is meant to systematically train and educate devotees in the principles of sadhana bhakti as they're described in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and help devotees by proper sadhana, particularly by knowing the intricacies of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, avoiding offenses, chanting purely, bring them to the platform where more or less they can guide themselves forward in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the holy name or under the shelter of other great personalities to whom they may more readily have access by purity of the heart, those personalities who are no longer physically manifest but who are spiritually accessible by spiritual or near spiritual vision, particularly at the stages of bhava and prema. But all of these personalities act only when one has actually accepted a spiritual master. That is sort of less the overall ticket. If you don't have that ticket, then you don't get the benefit of the Shiksha Gurus and the Diksha Guru, the Vartma Pradarshika Guru, and other personalities like Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They will not direct you on that path back home, back to Godhead. And in the way that one receives a map to get to one's destination, we also receive a map of transcendental knowledge which guides us and directs us towards Krishna. If we get lost, then Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, in the way that by Krishna's grace we got Guru, and by Guru's grace we're getting Krishna. Krishna and Guru will always appear to give us, gives sincere devotee continual guidance, not just when you're having problems or difficulties, but even at the good stages of Krishna consciousness, when one comes up against certain spiritual circumstances that require guidance and resolution in terms of one's Sai Baba, in terms of how to enter into realms of transcendence, in terms of just getting there by praying for Krishna's mercy at the stage of attachment. All of these perfections are made accessible to us by our guardian angels, but guardian angels are only made possible for those who take shelter of spiritual master. So in this way, we're guided until we come to the perfectional stage, which is love of Godhead, and their guidance continues to come, either directly from the spiritual master, if he is in that state of realization, or by other spiritual masters or personalities or Krishna directly, if the disciple is qualified, as for instance in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, who followed the instructions of his mother, who in one sense was her spiritual master, and yet at the same time she was less advanced. Still, that didn't obstruct him from going back home, back to Godhead. He met Narada Muni, he met the Lord directly, he got guidance from Kubera. So in this way, Dhruva Maharaj progressed forward. And we need to have as much faith in the system of accepting Guru as we have in accepting the Guru himself. Because it's Krishna's system, therefore even if we may think that there is some kind of lacking, then yoga kshema bhamyaham. Krishna will cover that type of lack. But it requires real shraddha and determination on the part of the aspiring devotees. And then, as real prema manifests within the heart of a devotee, then we directly gain the association of Krishna by the mercy of our spiritual master. And as Prabhupada said, we're like Krishna, spiritual master leaves us alone with Krishna. Or in other words, our direct relationship with Krishna begins to blossom. And that may take place while someone is still within this world, or it will take place when we go to the next place where Krishna engages in his pastimes, and from there back home, back to Godhead. But yasya prasada nagati kutopi, if you don't go on this path, then you can't get anywhere. Hare Krishna.